Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% Lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
I thought my buddy Tyson Alger did a great job covering Portland State last weekend. Portland State had another ridiculously difficult football game. And Portland State football last week did another great job of staying in a game. They played Idaho, and this was a game that really did come down to the last possession and last end of the game. It was a very close game, and Idaho punched in a score at the end to make it 39-30. But Portland State was in this game. Tyson Alger met with Bruce Barnum after the game at Hillsborough Stadium. If you haven't read his piece at I-5 Corridor, I suggest that you check it out. But he asked Barnum, why do you do it? And here to talk about that is Bruce Barnum, Portland State football coach. Why do you do it? I love that question.
Well, you know, he caught me off guard. First, I don't know Alger's there. You know, I'm about to take my britches off and get butt naked. And here comes out, or Lund comes in. Hey, Tyson's here. Can you talk to him? I'm like, sure. Bring him on. You know, and then he starts throwing that kind of stuff at him. Like, hey, can you be reflective? I said, what the hell does that mean, Alger? But, you know, I'm proud to be here, John. I'm stubborn. To win here is like winning nowhere else in America, my opinion. And we can do it. We can do it. I've done it. We just need some consistency and a little help, you know, a little more funding here and there and everywhere, and that's where I'm at.
You have played a ridiculous schedule. We don't need to get into that. But,
right.
You know, you get a lot of other coaches who have hobbies. You're a fisherman, and I kind of wonder in the off season, like, is that your quiet place where you go to kind of contemplate? And am I making too much? Am I making that too romantic? Are you just out there catching fish and putting worms on hooks? Or is that your place where you kind of go to think and then, you know, you gear up for the challenge that is the season?
It is. I don't know where you got that from, but there's truth to that. I do, when I go fishing, I hope your listeners don't take this wrong. I don't like to be around people.
And on that note, we lost him. He said he didn't like to be around people, and then he disappeared. You want to try to get him back? I think Steven's working on it.
Hello?
Yeah, you're back. You're back. You don't like to be around people is where we left off.
Well, you know what? That must be this new, on a side note, Google phone. They come into my office and they give me a Google phone instead of the old phone I had, and I'm still figuring it out. You're actually, I think, the first phone call. So this is a test run.
Okay.
I'm not sure what Google phone means. But hey, I like to get away. Don't take that wrong. I like people. But when I fish upriver, a long ways away, I don't see any other boats on a good day, you know. I don't go on weekends if I can help it, because most people, you know, when I have my time off, the weekends are out there. I go on the weekdays, and yeah, it's a reflect. I love the water, you know. I love that feeling, and it lets you contemplate stuff if people do that, you know.
The winds at a place like Portland State, are the highs higher than maybe the rest of us understand? Because when you do have it come together, as you did a couple of weekends ago, and you almost did last weekend again, and you had UC Davis, like, there have been some moments where you've been there. But when it comes together and you get that win, how gratifying is that?
You can't buy it, John. I don't care how much money you have or bitcoins. You can't buy that feeling. It's cool.
The state of mind of your team right now as you head towards, you know, this week's game, and again, it'll now be, is it Montana coming up this weekend?
Yeah.
Is that right? Gosh, it just doesn't stop. It's Montana State, and then it's Idaho, and then it's Montana, and it's top 10 team after top 10 team. You're going to Montana Saturday.
Yeah, but they're only number 10. We got the bottom of the barrel, you know, this this week. Yeah, it's a cool venue, you know, for FCS football. I don't think there's any better college venue to play in that stadium. We're going up there. I've won there before. That's hard to do. And like I said, you can't buy those. So I like our plan. My kids are playing. We're still getting better every week. You know, that's pretty cool. And we're playing hard still. So see if we can put one together.
Bruce Barnum with us, Portland State football coach. The season you've had, we talked about Dante Sacheray last week, your quarterback. Can we focus on somebody on the defensive side of the ball? Can you help us get to know a player that is a key player, the guy that just popped into your mind that is sort of at the center of that defense?
Peyton Wing. Peyton Wing. I coach his dad, actually, Barry Wing. He's a motor guy. He's got Portland State written all over his chest. I mean, he's effort. He loves this place. He plays his ass off. He came in, everybody doubted him, you know, and he got healthy. He had a knee thing in high school. He got healthy, and now he's bouncing back and forth from leading the conference in tackles, you know. You can tell him. You don't even have to know his number. He's got long hair.
Yeah,
he hasn't cut his hair yet.
He looks, he's got that flowing hair, number 7, I think, in your program. Linebacker running around, kid from Washington. You know, we talked when you were recruiting about the portal and the idea that you were seeing better players maybe that you maybe better players than you ever saw before. Has that trend continued, or where is the Big Sky or the FCS division right now as it pertains to kind of the recruiting cycle of for next season?
Well, it's ever changing, number one, but you know, you look at the recruiting calendar, it's different every year, and it's geared to the big boys. You know, now they've moved the early signing period to the beginning of December because those guys have already tripped all their people. You know what I mean? We haven't tripped anybody because I don't have time. We've had unofficial visits, but that used to be in mid-December. We're still chasing the high school. I have some high school student athletes. Those are the ones I was referring to in our earlier conversations, John, that we're getting better high school student athletes than we've ever gotten at any school I've been at. And we're saving them. I'm putting them on deck now because they played 4 games. They got a couple guys up front that just finished 4 games. They started as freshmen on the offensive line. That doesn't happen very often. But you know, it's a 2-part deal. At the end of this season, I'm going to talk to my team, and I think we touched on this last week. You want to leave now, portal, and make jump change, or you want to take this program to the playoffs, excuse me, by staying here, and then maybe make some money next year. I mean, that's how I'm talking to my team now. So, but it's something you have to constantly watch.
What do you make of the NCAA basically saying, hey, we're gonna remove the limit on official visits in a given cycle? What's the aim there? By getting rid of the official visit thing?
Well, it's that used to be, you got 5 official visits. You know, it was to ease everything as far as the not hounding a student athlete for a 6th, a 7th, an 8th, a 9th, a 10th. And for us, it's money. Hmm. You know, for me, it's financial. I don't. when we're tripping a kid, and we're pretty darn, we know we have a good shot at him, you know, committing to us. Because there's that side of it. I can't offer unlimited trips, you know. They're expensive. You bring a guy, a student athlete, young man in, you wine and dine him, showing your place, and that stuff gets expensive. So,
do they bring, how many family members are they allowed to bring? Or does it change program to program?
They have to be immediate, but there's different things now. I actually, what was his name? Come on, Barnum. Jerry played for the Green Bay Packers.
Kramer.
Kramer. Recruited one of his kids. And there's all kinds of rules to your question. His rule, he was not with his, they'd gotten divorced. So I had to look up, this was when I was a pup, had to look up if you could bring in two divorced parents, if you can get them separate rooms, you know, and you can do that. So you can bring in immediate family.
Amazing. You know? When you look at film of this week's opponent, what do you see on film?
Excuse me. My son, number one, he's playing over there.
How is that for you? How is it for you that, you know, probably better that you're not coaching your kid? Or how did that go down?
We've talked about it. He was playing baseball. He had summer. The Wazoo called him in, called 12 of them in, and said, you know, we're bringing junior college guys and you'll never play here. 11 guys stayed. Cooper went to summer ball, had some offers, took some trips, baseball. Came in at the end of the summer and said, hey, can we talk? I said, yeah. He goes, I'm not going to play baseball anymore. I'm like, all right. Kind of looking at me, I'm going to play football for Coach Houck in Montana. I said, what did you say, you little punk? Mm. And he goes, Dad, settle down. He goes, you told me, Brody and I, my other kid, if we ever played college football, to have the best experience, we're not going to play for you. You hounded that into us. So I'm going to play for the Grizz. So punched him in the neck, you know, and got him out of the house. So I'm proud of him. You know, he's a kid. He sets goals in life. He's good at that. He achieves them or does everything he can to achieve them. I'm proud of where he's at. He likes where he's at. He's an outdoors person. So he's when football and school aren't going on, you know, he's loving life. I don't think he's had a bad day yet over there.
Bruce Barnum is with us, Portland State coach. It's fun to talk with you. You guys are playing well. You're playing against the best competition. I know it's been hard for you, but, you know, I think in the last half of the season, it's been a lot of fun to see you guys, you know, get a win over UC Davis that did not become a win, but then come back and battle against Sac State and beat them in the second half and win that game. And you almost got Idaho last week. Go get this one. Go on the road and go get this one.
Yep, we're gearing up for it, and that's what we're doing. That's what we break on every day is win. Hopefully Mike Tyson's doing the same thing. He's got
a tough
one coming up, you know.
Yeah. This is what I was going to ask you. It's going to be my last question. You walked right into it. I like Tyson. I think he's going to win. He's a boxer. Jake Paul's a YouTuber. Tyson still scares me. I'm not afraid of some YouTuber. I like Tyson to win on Friday. How about you?
Well, Tyson's a story. I don't know who Jake Paul is. I'm sorry. But I know he's fighting somebody. When Tyson was with Customato, as his trainer, he was unbelievable. He was... I grew up on my dad is a boxing fan, made us. We didn't have a choice. Boxing. Customato, when he was with him, he was one of the most incredible heavyweights I think there was. And then when Customato passed away, Don King, you know, took over. He became a carnival act in my mind and went straight downhill. But he's been successful in the movies and all that. That stuff now, so I don't know. You know, how old is he? I don't even know how old. How old is Mike Tyson?
I think 58. I think 58.
All right. Boxing's hard, you know.
Yeah.
Him going, for
he's a boxer
rounds.
Though. He's a boxer.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, my brother and I got in fights when we were kids, my old man threw us in the boxing ring for 3 rounds. You box one round, you can't move.
Yeah.
So he was a boxer. He's 58 now. I'm not sure how much he's been training, you know. But I call Tyson, you know, just number one. I don't know who Jake Paul is. And number two, I guess what you're saying, once a fighter, always a fighter. He was a badass, though.
So. I'm with you on that. Bruce Barnum, you're the best. Good luck this week against Montana.
All right, ready to go. See you, John.
There you go. You're going to hang up on us. I'm going to let you go. Bruce Barnum, hanging up. All right, college football playoff. Rankings will be out momentarily. We'll talk about them. Plus, I've got great sound. I want you to leave it here. You got the BFT.
Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.